Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan tonight. Later on, we're going to be talking about Lent. Has it been forgotten? For generations, Lent was a time of fasting and sacrifice, but as Ireland becomes more secular, is this tradition fading away? Do people still give up things for Lent, or is it something only our parents and grandparents took seriously? And later on, we'll be stirring the pot with a battle of the generations. Gen Z versus millennials. Who's got it tougher? Who's making the biggest impact? And which generation really has the right to complain? We want to hear your thoughts on WhatsApp 087 188 0008. But next tonight, kids in pubs. Should children be allowed in places where alcohol is served, or should pubs be strictly adult-only spaces? Here in Ireland, of course, the pub is more than just a place to grab a pint. It's a cornerstone of social life, a hub of the community, and for many, an extension of the home. Families often gather there for meals or to catch up with friends and relatives. Some argue that banning kids from pubs would be an overreaction, cutting them off from an important part of Irish culture. After all, many of us grew up sitting in the corner of a local pub with a bag of scampi fries and a bottle of Club Orange. But on the flip side, there's no denying that pubs are, at their core, drinking establishments. They're places where alcohol flows freely, adult conversations get a little looser, and things could even get rowdy. Is it really the right environment for children? Should we be shielding them from the influence of alcohol, from the risk of seeing behaviour that's inappropriate or even unsafe? Some argue that pubs should be strictly over 18s, just like nightclubs and casinos. So where do we draw the line? Is it about time we re-examined the rules, or is banning kids from pubs just another step towards over-regulation? We want to hear from you. What do you think? Should children under 18 be kept out of pubs entirely, or is there room for them in certain circumstances? Let us know your thoughts on WhatsApp 087 188 0008 or get involved on social media on Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits and on X at Classic Hits Radio. And don't forget, if you have an issue you want to hear discussed on the show, you can email me aj.walsh@classichits.ie. I've got Kathleen on the line. Hi Kathleen, how are you?
Hello. I remember, you know, obviously I've been in Ireland a good few years now, but coming from England, that when I first came to Ireland, I was very surprised to see children in the pub, but kids were allowed in the pub until about 5 o'clock, and it didn't seem to be a problem.
Did you not find that kids were in the pub in the UK as well, no?
No, I never seen kids in the pub, you know, no, not really.
So for you, it's more of an Irish thing.
Yeah, it would be, yeah. But you know, I think maybe now it might be different because I don't live over there, obviously. I live over here now. But I think that if it's on a Sunday and once they're off the premises by a certain amount of time, and a lot of pubs would rely on families going in for Sunday dinner or a special occasion, something like that, you know. You know, yeah. We do have... confirmation, you know, usually going into a pub and, you know, for a child getting to treat the people that were standing for them and helping them out. You know, it's a kind of a celebration for that. Not, I wouldn't say for Holy Communion, but I'd say for confirmation, because my daughter did a confirmation over here and the sponsor, we brought her out for a meal, you know.
And you know, I mean, where else would you go? Because I mean, a lot of pubs do food. So I think in terms of what you've just brought up there, confirmation and communion and that, it would be difficult.
Yes.
You'd have to find a restaurant, like a separate restaurant, and you'd have to, I don't know, make it difficult.
Yeah. I think that as long as the children are kind of out of the pub by, say, 5 o'clock, and then they're not allowed after that. You know what I mean? Because if they go in at, say, 2 o'clock, and they have a little celebration, nothing too much over the top. In the middle of the day, you wouldn't hear the adult language, would you, in the pub?
Well, so you think 5 o'clock is a good sort of kick out time for the kids? Kick the kids out of five.
Yeah. That's what and I was very impressed because I thought that was brilliant because the kids don't feel so left out then. You know that kind of way. So you'd find that there's nobody to mind the kids or whatever, but you know, that it was just something that the kids felt part of you know, the culture, you know.
And I think it's difficult.
You know, don't get me wrong, in my day, it wasn't. Kids weren't allowed in the pub in my day, you know.
Because
no
I think
way.
It might be difficult for parents if they don't have any childminders or anything like that, and you just want to pop to the pub on a Sunday afternoon,
yeah.
like you say, you're going for Sunday lunch, you're going to have just a couple of pints,
yeah.
maybe a glass of wine, and
yeah.
it'd be very
yeah.
difficult then. You know, you're always having to book a table at a restaurant. You can't just pop down to your local pub and, you know, grab
no.
some grub, and the kids can be neglected for an hour or two and run around.
Yeah, no, you can't really do that. But I think if it's a kind of a posh restaurant, then, you know, or if it's like, there's one in town, I think it's called Chaps's. I think it won a lot of awards back in the day. It's a very well-to-do restaurant, you know, and I don't think they would be allowing children to go into that if it's a very high-class place.
Yeah,
the kids would
have to be sitting down and be good, and they're not allowed,
yeah.
you know, mess around. Whereas in a pub, it's just a bit more relaxed. We've got a message in from a listener. We've got a message in from a
yeah.
listener saying that pubs are closing at a rate so as to stop families going in with these kids would affect the problem even more. And that's a very good point, because people aren't going to the pub as
yeah.
much anymore. And yeah, they're closing down left, right and centre. Let me just go to Sandra. Hi, Sandra. I know you don't have a lot of battery on your phone, so you might get cut off.
Yeah, how are you, AJ?
Hi, how are you doing? So what do you think? Should kids be banned from pubs? Should we be kicking them out?
I wouldn't say get banned, but yes, let them out at a reasonable time. Because I've seen adults coming out of pubs at 8, 9 o'clock at night with kids and they're crooked drunk.
Oh, God, really?
Do you know what I mean? So, you know, you've got, obviously people got drink problems or whatever. They're still going to the pub. The kids are being raised in the pub. They've left it. I mean, I know one particular person, and the kids used to go to the pub after school because their parent was there.
Right. Well, that's it.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah. That's a total other side of it, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it is. But I mean, the Sunday Calvary or whatever is fine, yeah. Confirmations, communions, yeah, whatever. Christmas, yeah. But out at a reasonable hour, because this 8, 9
yeah.
o'clock at night is ridiculous. Absolutely
that's
ridiculous.
That's what I think.
So what time
would you
what time would you have the cut off then, Sandra?
May I have them about 6, 7 to the latest at a push.
Dude, well, I think there's quite a few pubs that do that. I think 7 o'clock is actually a cut off for young kids. And I mean, what age is a kid? Are you talking under 18?
Well, back in the day, now this child would have been about 10 or 11. And they go up to the pub then to the parent, whoever was up there, instead of going home. Do you know what I mean? It's second ridiculous.
So would you have then a cut-off then for everyone under 18, you're out of the pub by 6 o'clock?
I'd have everybody out, yeah. Yeah, under the age of 18. Out. Gone. And you know yourself, pubs get very second rowdy as well. Language is flying, and they're just running around like little bad things as well.
They get bored.
You know what
like,
I mean?
They get bored because they are actually being ignored.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. I mean, life is hard enough for them having to be raised in a second pub.
Yeah, no, literally. I mean, because everyone sort of says, oh, I was raised at the pub, it did me no harm, but it's like, no, we were actually all being neglected.
Exactly. Exactly, living on second...
crisps.
Drinks and tail and being wired to the moon. You know?
Sure, I remember one of my uncles, he used to give us, we'd get a glass of Coke and then we'd get a Guinness Head on it. I was only about 5, 6. Do you know
yeah.
what I mean? That's not very good, is it? Like,
No, it's not. But I mean, they say the Guinness is good, but I mean, I don't think so. None of it's enough for
not
me.
For a 5-year-old. That got me iron
yeah, exactly.
anyway.
Exactly, yeah, 100%. My battery's beeping, Aegis. I'm going to have to go.
No, you're grand, Sandra. Thank you so much for getting involved. Cheers. Talk to you later. I've got Jennifer on the line. Thanks, Sandra. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Not too bad on yourself.
Yeah, I'm good.
This is a good topic now. No, and here we go again. Typical, right? Now we're going to be coming into the Paddy's weekend now, right? AJ, and here we go again. And what the first thing people think of after the parade is, oh, let's all go to the pub. And here we go again, after the parade in town, or Paddy's Day, or whatever where the parades are going to be, all the parents and all the children are going to go. And do you know what happens? They pack their little bags and they have their little iPads and their phones, and they're made to sit down there until 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and that's disgraceful. Yeah. And I don't believe in that. Like, it's not fair on number one on the kids now. Do you know what I mean? And it's like that when the rugby's on now, or the football matches are on, or the Gaelic are on, or any big matches like that. The poor children have to go to the pub, and then they're getting ignored because the mom and dad are sitting down there drinking and smoking and leaving the. Do you know that kind of way?
And so, Jennifer, what do you think people should be doing after the parade? So you go and see the parade. You're all there. Where do you go after? What do you
well,
do?
Well, to be honest with you, I think you should be able to go into McDonald's and then just bring your kids home and have a little party at home, like have a little tea party or watch a movie and all. And that's the way you should be, because I remember as we were kids, we were up in pubs, and it wasn't actually a nice place, because you see people fighting, you see people arguing. And it's not right on bringing the kids to the pubs. You know that. And then kids these days have their iPads, they're stuck in their phones, they're running around, jumping on couches, and I think it shouldn't be right.
If you go out, I know you've got children now, Jennifer, but if you go out and you're somewhere and the people beside you have a load of kids with them and you're just there trying to have a couple of drinks with your mates, would the kids do your head in? Other people's kids beside you, would they do your head in?
Of course, yeah, and especially, you know, if you're out having a few drinks with, and you're going out celebrating with your friends in a restaurant or a pub, and next of all, then you see little kids jumping all over the place, they're roaring, they're shouting, they want, oh, I want a 7-Up, I want this and I want that. The mum and dad are getting drunk at this stage, and you don't even know where the kids are. The kids are running around car parks like a herd of animals. And where's the parents inside drinking?
Yeah, I don't disagree, because it happened to me before. Now, this was before I had kids. I went out, I was having a few drinks. Now, I mean a good few drinks. And we were out at a pub, and there was kids with the couple beside us. And this little kid was like running over. And you know the way you're kind of like, I don't know, you're entertaining the kids slightly because the parents are twisted. And anyway, yeah. I got a drink brought over to me and the kid knocked it down on top of me. Now, when I say I was soaked, I was completely soaked. It was a whole entire drink all over me. And I was so annoyed, but I didn't really say anything. They didn't offer to buy me another drink. And I was soaked. I was in the toilets then trying to dry myself on the dryer. It just wasn't appropriate for the kids to be there. And that was late. There was a festival on and the place was busy. So it was quite late. The kids possibly shouldn't have been out that late. And to be quite honest with you, it was just really annoying. And they're not my kids. So why am I looking after them?
Exactly, and here you go again. Like, I know, like, a couple of neighbours like, who live on the road. Obviously, I'm not going to tell you, right? And you can see the kids coming out of the pub at 9:30 or 10 o'clock during the weekends. And it's disgraceful. And they're going down at the pub at 2 or 3 o'clock in the day. Like, do you know what I mean? Here's the parents coming up half drunk on the street. And it's not right.
No, I agree. I do agree, Jennifer. Yeah,
I think that's very, very bad. And the parents are just thinking about themselves. They're not thinking about the children and how the children feel. Like, obviously, kids get bored and they get anxious and they just want to go home. But the parents have, like, their little bags of snacks and their bars and their drinks and all packed in their bags. And look, at the end of the day, and that's how some kids are not grown up properly. Because why? Because they're brought up in pubs.
So there was another, the other week actually, now when you said there about like going to see a match or something like that, we all went out to the pub a few weeks ago. It was a rugby match. I don't ask me what one it was. Ireland were playing, apparently. One of the kids, he wanted to go to watch the rugby match. So we went with some neighbours from across the road. So there was my kids and the neighbours' kids and us. And we basically just took over a little section of the pub. Now, there was loads of people there with kids, but they were there to watch the match. Is that okay? I mean, my kids were absolutely grand. A couple of them were watching the match. The one who wasn't interested was on his iPad. Do you think that's okay? Like, we went to watch the match and then we left after.
Exactly. And that's perfect because AJ, and you're not sitting there till 8 or 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night and giving out your children and that's right, the way you should be. You should be able to go down and have your dinner and come out of the pub and see this act of the parents, oh no, sure, we'll have another drink, and then it's the kids then who are running her over the couches, and the barmen and the barwomen are afraid to approach the parents. Why? Because they're all drunk now at this stage. And now here we go, typical Ireland, typical Irish people. Where's most of them going to be now? Paddy's weekend in the pub Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and probably the bank holiday Monday.
Yeah, no, makes perfect sense, Jennifer. I hear what you're saying. Let
and,
me go.
And yeah, I'm with the kids on their phone. On their phones or on their iPad, and they want to go home. They're crying on waiting to go home. And the mum says, oh, no, should we leave it now soon? There you go. We get you another packet of crisps, or there's another bar of chocolate just to keep the poor child happy. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah. Let me go to Sean. I've got Sean on the line because Sean says that it's not a bother to bring them to the pub.
How you doing, AJ? How are you?
Yeah, good.
Calm down there, Jennifer. The kids will be on their iPads and their phones at home anyway. You know, here's the thing, AJ. I love going out for a bit of food at the weekends. And, you know, me and my partner, my kids. You know, we've been doing this for years. You know, even when the kids were kids. They're not so much kids anymore. But, you know, we always enjoy ourselves and had a laugh and, you know, had a crack. We'd go out and watch a match and, you know, it was always, you know, it was just a good buzz. It was
yeah, but are you stumbling home then at 10 o'clock with the kids?
Not at all. Jesus, you'd have a few points all right, but no, Jesus. Yeah, the way Jennifer's painting it there, that's, you know, you're going out on the rides and, you know, you're forgetting about the kids and what have you not. Jennifer needs to chill out, AJ, and a lot of people need to chill out on this one. You know, there's nothing wrong, AJ, and a lot of pubs and a lot of, you know, there's a lot of lovely places out there to bring your kids and you can have a pint and have a lovely bit of food and enjoy yourself. You know, they're very kid-friendly and, you know, it's great. I have to say it's great, you know. And there's nothing wrong with it. You know, there really isn't. Whoever has their smoke alarms going off there.
I think it was Jennifer.
Leave it out, Jennifer. Born in the group. But look,
Jennifer, go check your dinner.
You know, it's great crack. You know, I've always enjoyed myself, AJ. I've always meant out. I've been doing this for years. I've done this with my mother and father. You know, me and my siblings. We go out for the urinal match, out for whatever it may be, and we've always enjoyed ourselves. You know, we're not coming home twisted, or you know, or whatever she's saying there.
But Jennifer is talking about where she's actually seen it happen, and she's seen the parents going out of the pub with the kids at 10 o'clock, and you have to say that's not okay, Sean.
She's taking it out of context, to be honest with you, AJ. She really is.
Let me see if her alarm has stopped. Jennifer, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
Yeah, so Sean says you need to calm down, Jennifer. It's grand to bring the kids to the pub.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, and at the end of the day,
Jennifer, you're born in the beans
and toast
with the kids there.
Opinion, like, take it easy.
Sure, this is what it is, Jennifer.
And
you see, I think...
kids now, AJ?
Stop born in the grub.
Sorry, what did you say, Jennifer?
I asked, like, and how old is his kid, by the way?
Sean,
it wouldn't matter how old my kids are. The fact of the matter is, Jennifer, they always had a good time and we always had a bit of, you know, it's all about enjoyment at the end of the day. So just start that alarm out, Jennifer. And
so here's the thing, would your kids not be bored, though, Sean, when you're there, just you're having
not
a laugh, you're
all,
having a
AJ.
Great time, and what are they doing?
AJ, they're having foods, they're having the desserts, they're having a crack and a laugh, you know, we're watching a match, you know, they're having a lemonade or crisps, you know, it's, you know, we're not sitting there to get twisted, you know, it's Jennifer, and, you know, I just don't get it, you know, as I said, AJ, the pubs there today are just, you know, fun, just, I don't want to be giving anybody plugs here, but Cabinets New Street, mother of God, what a pub. Lovely food, a great bit of crack. You know, you'll always have the sport on there. You have the amazing amount of food and desserts. And, you know, I love it. It's just great. You know, it is where it is. You know, what do you go out on holiday, AJ? And I wanted to ask Jennifer that. We go off where our kids on holidays. We all have a few drinks. Again, we're at resorts. There's always going to be a few drinks involved. But there's food and we go to resorts and we do what we do. You know,
that's a good point.
It's all about enjoyment.
Let me just go back to Jennifer. I'll just see if her alarm has stopped. Hey, Jennifer. So Sean was just saying there about what do you think about going away on holidays and you're in a resort or, you know, you're going out at night and you're having a few drinks and the kids are playing and stuff like that. What do you think about that? Is that a different sort of thing to being stuck in an Irish pub?
Yeah, because like at the end of the day, because like some people, like when they go away on holidays, right, they have entertainment there now, and they have kids clubs, and they have entertainment, and they have, you know, DJs for the kids, like, you know, that kind of a way.
But what you just said there, Jennifer, earlier on, they're up late. Like, you know, I've been with resorts there, the kids. So do you think that when we go to resorts over in Spain and what have you not, you know, and I'm just going on what the points you made. Like, sometimes the kids are up till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at resorts there, and they're having a crack. So you think that's wrong too? Do you think that's wrong that we're having a beer? Do you think that's wrong that, you know, we're going back up to the apartment after having a beer? You know, you got to get your facts right here, Jennifer. You know, not everybody is out to get twisted.
Well, anyone I have seen, like, and there is, like, you know, like the same way as, like, I have a caravan down there now in Red Cross in Wicklow, and I have it down, it comes up now the 31st of March, and it's open. And we go down there and we have the crack. But like, I don't take my kids into the pubs at, like, 7 or 9 o'clock at night. Do you know what I mean?
But that's your business, Jennifer.
And at the end of the day, everyone has their own opinions. But I just think it's wrong having young kids in the pub.
It's not wrong, Jennifer. So if it was wrong, Jennifer, it would be against the law. You see, this is the thing, Jennifer, I wanted to point out to you. You know, kids can be on premises till 8 o'clock, sometimes even 9 o'clock in some premises. So they provide food. You know, and they have good food, and you know, everybody enjoys it. So what is your problem, Jennifer? What is your problem?
I think Jennifer's problem is just people going out really late and thinking about themselves rather than the kids, and sort of saying, we're just going to have another drink, just give the kids another bag of crisps.
She hasn't got a leg to stand on, AJ, as far as I can tell.
I don't know, I think she's making a lot of sense.
Dublin Fire Brigade to be out there in a few minutes there if she doesn't keep But here, the fact of the matter is, you know, there's a lot of people out there like myself, AJ, as I said. We go out, we enjoy ourselves. I love going out on a Sunday for a bit of Sunday dinner. You know, I'll have a couple of points, AJ. We're all home. We all had a great bit of crack. We had a lovely bit of dinner and walked there Monday. That's it.
I mean, I think from what you're saying there, it is nice to go out and actually socialise as a family. You know, so it's just about drawing that line, you know, where you're not going out to get absolutely hammered and then the kids are just sat over at a table by themselves. But if you're there socialising together, then there isn't a problem with it. So, but then it would still make sense that kids aren't allowed in the pub after 5 or 6 o'clock. I've just got to go to the ads and I'll be back to you after this. If you want to get involved, 087-188-0008 is the number. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan. We're asking if you think that kids should be banned from pubs under 18. Should they be banned altogether? I'm going to go to Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi, AJ. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good to hear you. I hope Niall will be better soon.
Oh, he's getting there. He's getting there. He'll be grand.
That's the main thing.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
I picked it up a little bit wrong, AJ. I thought you were saying, was it okay, you know, to have the legal age at, 18? And the people under 18 shouldn't be allowed in pubs. So I was thinking, let it be 16, you know, let them go out. Because if you're going to tell them they can't go out when they're 16 or 17, then it's going to become more attractive for them and they get the fake ID. That was the whole thing. I thought it was, I didn't think it was about the kids, you know?
Yeah, well, it's kind of saying it's not about drinking, really. It's just about not having kids in pubs, you know? So we're sort of saying about, like, leaving the kids there. They're all eating packets of crisps and the parents are there getting drunk. So it's just trying to alleviate that. So some people were coming on and saying maybe 5 o'clock, maybe 6 o'clock. That should be sort of the kick out time for under 18s.
Maybe 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I know that's when the kids have to get out of the swimming pool where I am, you know, because then it's kind of adult time, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, it's just... So, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, AJ. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, don't be silly.
I just think sometimes with kids running around and running amok and people are trying to have an evening without kids... You know, what about the people who are without kids? I understand where that other man was coming from, saying, you know, go out for a family meal. We always went to the pub. But, you know, I couldn't run around. I'd have to go in the car park, let's say, if I wanted to run around, you know?
Yeah.
Because we weren't allowed to run around. My man had that strictly. You don't get up out of your chair. If you want to get up, you go outside and play, you know? And I don't really like that, kids running amok.
No, I don't.
I Oh, sorry. I know they have to play, but I don't know. I think that girl's on the ball there, Jennifer. And she said it's not nice to see parents getting drunk and the kids with them. I just don't agree with it, really.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a nice environment when everyone's having food, and you know, if the parents are having a couple of drinks, that's fine. But when it goes beyond
yes,
that,
in a
they're
hotel.
Just yeah, in a hotel or in
or
an,
a
in
restaurant
a or in a family pub, you know, rather than you know just a pub where it doesn't even serve food and the kids are just there at a table eating crisps and drinking lots of fizzy drinks. And I was saying before, yeah, go ahead, Sean.
No, I just wanted to say this,
Sean.
And I just wanted to say this. What's that lady's name there?
Susan.
How are you doing, Susan? How are you?
Susan, sorry, I forgot your name.
Not at all, Susan. You're okay. But here's the thing, Susan. Like, you, no matter what establishment you go to, whether it be a McDonald's or, you know, a pub or a Burger King, you're always going to have a kid or two running around and, you know, messing around.
Yeah, but McDonald's and Burger King is just serving food,
No,
Sean.
I get that. I know it's not a pub.
The pub's
I know
for
that.
Adults.
Just, but will you please let me make my point?
You make your point, Sean. Go ahead.
Jesus.
Go ahead.
Please.
Go ahead.
The fact of the matter is, that you're always going to have this. You know, look, you know, you know this, guys, as well as I know this. A lot of pubs have brought in food to make money because they weren't making the money that they weren't off the drink. And the fact of the matter is, they're bringing in families, and it's a great idea, and it has been a great idea. Like, I know pubs have been doing it for years, but they're more doing it now than ever before. And the fact of that is, there's not kids running amok, as people say there. You know, my kids have never run amok, and I just want to point this out. I've never had my kids running amok in a pub in my life, you know, when we went out for food. You know, there is probably a one or two that would run around and Jesus Christ, guys, you know, will you start to grow up?
They might have a special needs or something. They might not
but
understand.
I'm not making excuses for them. But what I'm saying is, if it is the kids that knocked over the point and what have you not, you just grow up and get over it. You know, I've had that problem in the past. You know, a kid knocked into the table one day and everything went over. Yeah. And it was what it was, you know.
Oh, Sean, that is annoying, though. Someone just wants me to ask you, Sean.
It is annoying,
Sean, have you ever brought your children to the pub if there's no food involved?
Oh, I have. Of course I have. You know, we went in the pubs as well, AJ, and we'd watch matches, and then we'd go off there and we'd get a Supermax or, we went to a double match. We went in for a couple of points there and the kids would be sitting there with their lemonades and then we'd hit a Supermax or a McDonald's, whatever they wanted. You know, if they wanted a Sunday dinner, as I call it, they'd get one. If they wanted a Supermax, they'd get one. You know, no, we have been in pubs that didn't serve food. Of course we have.
Susan, would you, if you went out for a drink and it was just adults and there was a kid at the table beside you and they knocked over your drink on top of you and it was a full drink, would you be annoyed?
Well, I just have a lemonade anyway. I don't really take
a
drink
anymore.
But a
whole lemonade,
AJ,
though, down the front of you, Susan. Would you be annoyed?
I'd be a little bit peeved, all right.
Yeah, same.
I'd be a little bit upset, do you know?
I don't think it's
acceptable.
You wouldn't be pointing hatred at kids there if we're not going to lemonade over.
No, you can't.
AJ.
You can't. God would love them. But it's not acceptable to come into your space and knock over your feckin' drinks. Excuse me,
I get it. It just slipped out.
It's not really on, you know?
You know, and it's funny, guys. We you know, it was just so strange. And, you know, and I remember this, AJ. Me and Noel were having a discussion here. It was a good couple of months back. You know, and there was a dog brought into a pub. And there was murder over a dog. That, you know, this elderly lady bring in and it was her pet. And there was absolutely murdered over it. And, you know, she was told to leave the pub and this, that, the other. And, you know, there's other pubs that welcome dogs, as we know. So you know, it goes without saying, you know, people will give about anything, AJ, is what I'm saying. You know, if I seen somebody over there with an elderly lady with a dog, you know, I wouldn't say, heck all. I wouldn't have any problem with it. But you'll always get somebody there giving out about somebody or something, AJ, if they can, And if they will.
That could be another topic for tomorrow, Sean. Dogs and pubs.
No, I get that.
I don't like the dogs.
I'm
going to
give out without kids.
Neither do I.
Oh, disgusting.
Yeah, sure. Look, there's nothing wrong with it, you know. But the fact of the matter is, there's always somebody giving out on something, you know.
Yeah, but in a restaurant, I'm bringing in dogs.
But it's not a restaurant.
I know we went from children to dogs.
We'll talk about dogs tomorrow, Susan. You can come on for that tomorrow.
A lot of pubs do, Susan, bring in dogs now. I don't know if you knew that. But the fact of the matter is, look, let's knock it off, Tracker. But the fact of the matter is, all I'm saying is, guys, there's nothing wrong with bringing your kids to the pub. There's nothing wrong with, whether it's a food pub or a pub, you know, if you're sitting there, you're watching or after the match or whatever it may be, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. And I don't understand where Jennifer was coming from. I really don't. And that's it. Simple as that.
I do. I understand where she's coming from. She's coming from looking at parents getting pissed. That's where she's coming from.
Yeah, but we're not getting pissed.
But some of them are, Sean. Just because you're not doesn't mean other people aren't.
I know that. But here, it's only a small percentage. We're not all in the same bag.
Sean, hang on for me for a sec. I have to go to Alicia because she's been on the line for quite a while. Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Hi, how are you, AJ?
Not too bad. What do you think? Should kids be banned from pubs?
I think it's harmless, but also, like, I think they need to be kicked out much earlier. Especially if, like, you're going for family dinner, and then if the parents are, like, just staying around and the kids are going crazy. And then also, like, maybe past 2 hours is probably too much for the kids to be in the pub, to be honest.
They start to get bored. And the thing is, everybody that's come on has said like that they don't appreciate kids in the pub running amok. So obviously everybody has experienced this to some extent. I know I have.
AJ, I think everybody's going off the same spreadsheet here. I've been going out for a long time.
We didn't check notes before this, Sean, and we're all saying the same thing.
But no. But here's the thing. I don't see kids running amok, whatever everybody's talking about here. Where's everybody going? I'd like to know where they're going. Because all the establishments I went to, I never seen kids running amok or whatever.
Have you been in a place and there's been kids there and they've been bored and they've
Alicia sounds like she's 16 there. So how would she know?
Well, Alicia, let her talk. Alicia, have you had that experience before?
Yeah, and I have.
And has it annoyed you?
Yes.
What age are you, Alicia, if you don't mind me asking?
You don't have
I'm 23.
23? Well, okay, yeah. I'm a lot older than you. So you're 23. Do you have kids?
No, I don't. That shouldn't be the point.
Oh, there is a problem. You see, the fact of the matter is, we have kids.
How is that an issue? And, like, I try to go out with my friends. The likes of you, Alicia, and the likes of everybody else
that are 22 and 23.
Sean, let her talk.
You hate kids. I know you hate kids.
She has a right to an opinion.
Any 22 and 23-year-old hates kids these days.
Sean.
These are all TikTok idiots.
I'm a primary school teacher, so I don't hate kids.
So you work with children. So you actually. So what's your opinion on it? So a family go out for dinner and they're out in a pub. Is that okay for them?
Yeah,
to
I think having dinner in the pub and the parents having one, two drinks is harmless. It's just kind of extending, staying in the pub for an extended period of time past 8, 9 o'clock, I think is just unacceptable.
I think 8, 9 o'clock is way too late. So what time do you think should be the cut-off? Should there be a kick-out time for kids?
Yeah, I'd say maybe 6.
Yeah, I think that's the general consensus is about 6 o'clock. And I mean, I don't have a problem with kids in pubs in general, but I feel like sometimes the parents stop parenting when they're there, probably because they've had too many drinks, and then the kids become your responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like each their own, honestly. But I wouldn't say like just ban them completely. Like, I don't think that's fair either, because you can get quality family time, you know, in the pub, having a carvery. That's like completely harmless. I just think it's the more of like the irresponsibility that comes from parents kind of staying with them way, way, way too long in the pub, and they're asking them to go home. They're getting bored. They don't want to be there, essentially.
Yeah, and I actually think that that just borders then on neglect, and you're putting your own wants and needs before the wants and needs of your kids. There was something I saw on Instagram a couple of weeks ago, and I'll try and tell you really quickly. I'm really bad at relaying stories, so you might all fall asleep, so just bear with. So there was a lady away on holidays, and she was with, there was a group of them, and they had kids with them, and her young child was going over and annoying the people at the table beside them. And it happened a few times, and eventually the man at the other table actually reprimanded the child. And the mother of the child then was obviously very upset and was demanding that the resort that they were in were held to account. And, you know, they basically was saying that this man was completely in the wrong. However, if the child is going over and annoying this person many, many times, does he have a right then to reprimand the child because he's not being pulled back, you know? And, you know, you have a right to have a quiet meal there by yourself without kids annoying you when you're in an adult space. So I just want to know what you guys maybe think of that, Alicia. What would you think of that?
Yeah, I think it's more so the responsibility of the parents for sure.
Yeah.
And I think AJ, you did have a right.
Sean, yeah, go ahead.
AJ.
Yep.
Can I just compare this show to another show that we done there not too long ago again? Do you remember the show that was done for Airport Points? So I'm going to compare this show to Airport Points that was done not too long ago, when you have a select few of idiots, okay, that can't handle their piss, and they make it a mess of it for everybody else. So that's what I'm going to compare this show to. So you have, and I don't disagree with anybody here tonight, that, you know, you have parents out there that will go out and get trashed and bring their kids to pubs. You know, and I've no doubt about that. I've no doubt about it happens. I've seen it before myself. I've been in pubs and I've seen them. But the fact of the matter is, what I'm saying is, AJ, and what I'm trying to put the point across is that not everybody does it. And same with airport points. I can go to an airport and have a pint and get on that plane and I'm going to my destination. It's just a couple of idiots that mess it up for everybody else. That's what I'm saying.
I think that's the case in a lot of instances. We've just had a message saying children have no business being in public houses after 6 o'clock. I work in a bar and it's our worst nightmare to deal with parents. Young children going to the bathrooms unsupervised is a big issue and parents just don't care. And that's what happens when they've had a few drinks. Sean, I'm going to go to the ads and I'll talk to you after when we come back.
AJ, can you just say that before you go?
Yeah,
That the food shouldn't be served till 8 o'clock, so, and that's it. Because the food is served up at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in most bars. So tell him to talk to his manager. That's it. Simple as that.
So it's just based on food. Okay, I don't agree, but okay. We'll be back after the ads. If you do want to get involved, should we be banning children from pubs? 087-188-0000. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan. After 11, we're going to be talking about Lent. Has it been forgotten? For generations, Lent was the time of fasting and sacrifice. But as Ireland becomes more secular, is the tradition fading away? Do people still give things up for Lent? Or is it something that only our parents and grandparents took seriously? And later on, we're going to be stirring the pot with a battle of the generations. It's Gen Z versus millennials, who's got it tougher, who's making the biggest impact, and which generation really has the right to complain. We want to hear your thoughts on all of that. 087-188-0008. At the moment, we're talking about kids in pubs. Should they be banned? A lot of people are saying not banned, but maybe after 6 o'clock. And it's not right that parents sit in pubs getting drunk when the kids are being essentially neglected. It's a different sort of story when you're going in for a carvery or if you're going in to watch a match. But at the same time, you should always be watching your kids because it's really annoying if they spill your drink on you or something like that. I'm going to go to James. Hi, James.
Hi, AJ. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. You'd think that alcohol is a selfish product.
I think it's amazing to hear people on justifying their drink problems, bring their kids to pubs. I think it's an easy out and they can't just go and do the right thing and look after their kids. What happens if somebody gets sick in the middle of the night, some of those kids get sick in the middle of the night or anything like that? I mean, it's the most selfish product on the planet because the only person that thinks about it is the person consuming it.
So do you mean even if you were to sit at home and have a few glasses of wine, you're being irresponsible because what if something happened in the middle of the night, you weren't able to look after your kids?
It's possible.
Yeah.
Is it not possible if it's going to A&E or to the doctor?
Yeah, no, I agree, I mean, James. Yeah, it is. It's now that you're saying it, yeah, it does seem selfish.
Like people going there trying to justify that it's all right to have the kids running around until 9 or 10 o'clock at night. Kids don't want to be there until 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Do you think that kids should be allowed in pubs at all, or do you think that there should be a cut-off time?
It shouldn't be up to the kids. It should be up to the parents.
So you don't think that there should be...
Right for the kids.
You don't think that there should be a ban on bringing kids into pubs?
Possibly, yes, because some of them are not minded. It's a creche. It becomes a creche for the parents. Just let them run wild and keep giving them fizzy drinks and iPads, and the pub will look after them.
And
I don't want to sound radical, but like, I mean, I think it's just crazy.
We did have a text in from someone who worked in a bar and said it's his worst nightmare when there's parents in there with kids and kids going to the toilet by themselves and stuff like that, because the parents are just thinking about what you say. It's just, they're just thinking about the alcohol.
People walking around with teas and coffees or serving food and kids running straight out between them. I mean, it's just nuts.
Yeah, I mean, having worked in hospitality myself, I can say that it's really, really, really annoying, and it's dangerous. It's not just annoying, it's dangerous. Sean, were you listening to James there? So he's saying that it's really selfish dragging kids to the pub.
Here's the thing. What's selfish about it, James? You know, we go for a few points, we have a bit of food, we go home. You know, I never got... Yeah, incapacitated, you know. I was always in control. You know, in sound mind and body, you have to take care of the kids. And,
you know, could you drive?
Sorry, sir?
Could you drive?
Would I drive?
Could you drive? Were you in a position to drive?
No, we get a taxi. So why would I drive?
You have a car?
I have two cars.
Yeah. I suppose you needed the car in the middle of the night.
I wouldn't be needing any care. If there was anything wrong with my kids, James, would be calling an ambulance. You know, the fact of the matter is, what my point is to you is, you know, you're blowing this way out of proportion there. Just because I have a couple of points, you're telling me that I am no better a parent because I had a couple of points than I would be without a couple of points. You know, I'm going to rubbish that, you know, all together straight away, you know.
Fair enough.
You know, I'm going to say this, 80% of Irish people drink, 80% at least, you know. And the fact of the matter is, as AJ said, you have a glass of wine at home and you have this up there. It doesn't mean we're bad parents, James. And it doesn't literally mean that we can't take care of our kids. So I don't know where you're going with this one, James. I really don't.
I think probably, you know, a huge percentage of Irish people have a drink dependency.
I don't know, James, where you're getting these statistics. I really don't. The fact of the matter is, James, I'm going to say this to you, and I'm going to say it to you again, and I said it to AJ and everybody else in the audience, I enjoy a drink, I enjoy going out with my family, we enjoy having a bit of food. I'm not a bad parent, and I never will be.
Anybody was a bad person. I'm saying...
Well, you just said there, I could be...
Drunk.
Yeah, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if the world blows up, James? There we go.
Oh, of course, yeah. But it's probably
here
less likely.
What if, James? What if? But
probably
here's the thing.
Here,
Sean,
I'm doing a pretty good job, James. I have a 25-year-old son and a 23-year-old daughter. So I think I'm okay, James. Thank you very much.
I'm not picking on you particularly. I'm not picking on
you. I don't know. I know that.
Sean,
but I'm just making a point.
Sean, just let James talk for a sec. Go ahead, James.
You know, like, I mean, I'm saying your responsibilities are first with your kids. I see kids 6 and 7 years old running around crazy.
Oh, so you're calling them 6 and 7 year olds. But here's the thing. My kids were 6 and 7 year olds at the time, James, and we still were on public premises. And I was 6 and 7 year old at one stage with my father and mother. I'm still alive, James. I'm still here. I've done. And I still do. And we had a carvery, we had a meal, we had a good crack and a laugh. And, James, no harm done. And here's another generation. There we go, James.
Fair play. I just wondered, if the kids, are the kids happy to run around there and wait for the parents to go home? I've seen kids after confirmations and communions asleep on benches in pubs. You think that's what they want to be?
Good kids, yeah. They're great, James.
Yeah, but
think that's what
Sean,
they
did you
be.
Hear that James did make a good point there, because I've seen that as well. Kids sort of asleep on benches in pubs and stuff like that. And that's kind of what we're talking about. We're not just talking about your situation. We're talking about, you know, it generally.
I'm talking about overall, AJ. You know, people are, you know, you said about staff there. Of course, staff are going to be pissed off. So they're walking in the pub game. You know, I don't know anybody, AJ, that's happy in the pub game. And, you know, I know people that walk in the pub game and they're
you know, they're sick of it.
Yeah,
you know?
the kids just make it harder. Just let me go back to James there. James, so you're making, do you think that when you're looking after your kids that you shouldn't have a drink of alcohol at all?
I think you should be in a position to face any eventuality that crops up.
Any sort of emergencies, anything that could happen. Yeah.
Yeah, anything could happen. I'm not talking about calling an ambulance. I'm talking about having to go to A&E or to the 24-hour doctor. Some people wouldn't even know their kids were hurt. Or sick.
Yeah.
I just wonder. I'm not perfect. Far from it. I just wonder about responsibility sometimes.
Let me just go to Maureen. I'll get her involved as well. You're saying that it's hard to manage kids in pubs.
Hi, CJ. It is CJ, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. Sorry. Hi, Maureen. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? So you're saying it's hard to manage kids in pubs?
Yeah, it can be. I mean, I have been in the hotel industry and that for many of the year. And bars as well, but mostly the hotels. And I'll tell you now, if you're very busy, you're out there with your two hands are just full of glasses, you know, once you've gone to collect these and you've children running around your feet. Who's going to be responsible if they get hurt?
Yeah, you see, this is the thing as well. Yeah, it is, yeah.
If you want to go out for a nice meal, there's plenty of nice restaurants. You can go to a hotel, but go to the dining room. Keep away from the bar. Please do not bring them at night time.
Do you remember as well? I remember in my local pub when I was growing up, so where my parents would go, there was three separate areas. There was the snug, the lounge and the bar, and kids were not allowed in the bar ever.
Yeah, that's right.
And you could go into either of the other. You could go into the lounge or the snug, and yeah, that's where we used to go. And I always had a really nice time. I was never, you know, that my parents weren't massive drinkers or anything like that. But you weren't allowed in the bar. And so my dad would go into the bar, and I remember because I'd go over to the door and I'd be like calling him. I'd be like, dad, you know, because I wasn't allowed in. And that was, I think, a really good setup, you know, because the bar is the bar. The bar is the drinking place.
Yeah, but the problem is now is you see that it's like maybe years and years we're back. But you see, then the pubs weren't doing food. The pub was a pub. The pub was where you went to have a conversation and a laugh and the crack. But now every pub is doing food. They're doing food from midday until 6 or 7, 8 at 9 at night, where people want to come in for a drink, and yet there's children running around the place in the bar serving food.
And they probably,
that's the biggest mistake they ever made.
They've started to do it because of finances, I suppose. You're right.
Yeah,
the majority are sort of pubs come restaurants now, aren't they?
They are. So there's no, like, there's no pub where, because I remember even back in the day, well, not back in the day, like, well, the 90s, coming into the late 90s, I kind of stopped, but there were pubs, and there were pubs at night. I mean, you went in and, you know, you'd have music in there, you might have a band playing there, but that's what it is like. There's none of this thing as food and all the rest of it. You know, people went for a drink and they went to socialise, and I tell you now, people don't want to be bothered with young children running around like that.
AJ.
Yes, Sean.
Can I say this to you, AJ? And you know this, and Susan knows this, and everybody on the line knows this,
Maureen.
And the radio station.
Yeah.
Maureen, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're grand.
There's pubs out there that don't do food, and they can have, you can have your pint, Maureen, and go to a pub that doesn't do food. And there's a lot of pubs out there, Maureen, that you know, that they don't allow children in. And I know that myself, because I actually know a pub that they don't allow children in. And why don't you just do that? Like, what's the big problem here? You know, why is
I said
so
I worked in them. I don't work in them now.
I'm not saying that, Maureen.
But it's not a place for them. And again, I heard you. Hold on. You said they're here tonight. Are we supposed to be kind of, we're regarded as a nation of drinkers, and that's where we're regarded around the world as. Why can we not even parents ourselves, why can we not decide, I'm not bringing my children around this, where there's alcohol when they're young, in a pub, it's not the place for them.
Can I answer this to you, Maureen? I'm going to say this, and I said this earlier on. I was brought up, you know,
as a kid as everybody else. And you know, I was in a pub. It was at Paddy's Day. We sat there. We had the TK. We had the, you know, we didn't even have dinners. There was fucking crisps there. But the fact of the matter is, Maureen, things have changed, Maureen. It's 2025.
They have changed for the worse, not the better.
Well, you think that, Maureen, but I don't.
I worked in them long enough. I know what I put up with.
Maureen, that's your opinion. But the fact of the matter is...
I was there.
I'm not disputing.
I had to put up with it. I sometimes had to tell Maureen, I'm sorry for your troubles, Maureen. You're talking all night. Just a minute.
Sean, go ahead, Maureen.
Would you ever button it? I had to tell parents myself, would you please keep your children under control or there's going to be an accident? You have people walking around with scalding pots of coffee, tea, water, trays full, delivering food to people, and you have children running in and around your feet. That is not acceptable. And what if there's an accident and child gets scalded? Who is at fault? Nobody thinks of all that. You think it's great just to have them in running around.
Sean, can I say something to Maureen? Sean, answer what she asked you now.
Don't go off on a tangent.
I'm not going off on any tangents. I might be saying this 100 times over, AJ, okay? The pubs are making big money. And here's the thing. I don't know. Nobody has pointed out the fact that kids are allowed on a premise at least 8 or 9 o'clock in the pub, you know, on any given day. The fact of the matter is they're serving food up to that time and they're making big money off it. You see, the drinking culture, you know, a lot of people have been given out there about the drink and the parents are getting drunk and this, that, the other. Here's the fact of the matter. I don't know if anybody caught this, but they're actually making fucking big money off food, not the drink. So everybody has to, you know, going to, you know, get their shit together here tonight. The fact of the matter is, money is being made of families going to pubs, Maureen. Times have changed, Maureen. I know what you're saying. What if this and they could knock out a pot of tea and this, that, but Maureen,
yes,
they're taking their chances. And they're making their money.
And
they're taking their chances, Maureen, and they're making their money. That's all I have.
Well, maybe they need to change their code of conduct then.
James, sorry, did you want to say something there?
Why can't we not bring our children away from drink?
James, go ahead.
The only thing I would say is, that man says the pubs are making a fortune. They're closing down by the new time. They can't afford to pay the rent. They're not making a fortune.
The only pubs that are closing down, James, is the pubs that are not doing food and not serving food. Check it out. The pubs that are saving the food, James, are making the big money. And I know this. And I've seen this. And I've noticed for a fact. But the fact of the matter is, James, I'm not going to, you know, fight with you over food and this. That you're, it's all about the kids tonight. But the fact of the matter is, there's money in food. And this is why pubs, and so many pubs are doing it, guys. And listen, look, I get this. You don't want to see kids running around pubs and all. But here, guys, the fact of the matter is, get used to it. Because this is the new norm. It's the future. You know, you go to a pub, you have a pint, you have a dinner, and you go home. That's it, lads. Don't be getting so aggravated. And don't be getting so
not
annoyed.
Aggravated
and,
at all.
We're not getting aggravated at all. We're just stating a fact. Not everybody wants to be in a pub where there's children there. Have you ever seen people leave because of children running around? I have. Because they wouldn't stay there any longer
children.
Because they just annoyed them.
Go ahead, James.
Everything and everybody can have children. Not everything and everybody is the parent.
That's true, too.
We've just had a message from...
The selfish product.
We've had a message in saying, I work in a pub. We serve food until 9. Children are welcome up until 7. No children allowed in our bar. And I think that makes sense. Someone else's message in and saying, I know adult kids of parents who brought their kids into pubs and those kids have serious mental health problems after the fear that they felt about their parents getting drunk. And that's what we're kind of talking about. We shouldn't really be getting drunk in front of our kids.
Yeah, and I've seen that too, CJ.
And then someone else
is saying... I've seen parents drunk with their children.
This is it, yeah. And then somebody else saying, scalding pots of tea and coffee, but all the parents are getting drunk. I have 6 kids. I don't go to the pub often. I rarely ever bring my kids to the pub. I think we can see what everybody's trying to say. And I think, Sean, you're just a little bit blind to it, to be honest.
AJ, there's nothing blind about it, AJ. You can go to a pub with your kids, you can have a pint, you can have a laugh, you can have a dinner and go home. You know, all these idiots here on tonight, oh, they're going to be scalded.
John,
oh,
don't be calling people names, will you stop it? Jeez.
No, hold on a second, come here now a second. You've waffled on all night. Now, just hold your horses. James and I are not idiots. And I'm certainly not idiot because I've walked in them all my life. I know what I'm talking about. It is not a place for young children. And it is not what you want young children seeing. I have seen parents staggering out the door with young children in tow. And I often felt like I'm just giving them, going up one side of them and down the other. But so I know, I've seen it. And we're supposed to be this great drinking culture. But what are we doing? We're bringing our children into it instead of trying to keep them away from it. If you want to go somewhere, take them somewhere else. If you want to go for a meal on a Sunday, take them to a nice restaurant that caters for families. But keep them away from the drinking culture. I've worked in bars and pubs all my life. I don't drink alcohol. I hate the stuff. I'm glad I never drank it. I served plenty of it. But I also observed while I was working there. And sometimes what I saw made me sick. To see the little children, they were crying, and mommy, I want to go home. Are we going now? Are we going now? Oh, yeah, we're going now. And then there'll be another two or three after that.
I'm going to have to go to the news. James, did you want to say anything else before we go?
No, that's fine. Good night.
Thank you so much, everybody, for getting involved.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Good night, AJ.
Good night, Maureen. Thanks, guys. We'll be back after the break. We're going to be talking about Lent and asking, is it still... are we still doing it? Are we still giving up stuff for Lent? Let me know. 087 188 0008. We'll be back after the news.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan. Got an opinion? Now. Real people. Real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.